Jared Polis is Colorado's Rodney Dangerfield by me, John Caldera, published January 11th, 2026. Hang on to your wallet. It's a Colorado legislative session. And the loneliest person under the gold dome is Jared Polis, a governor without a nation. This will be his last regular session of his limited two terms, and he has managed to become disliked by just about everyone. Of course, no matter how often he claims to be a libertarian or business-friendly, those on the right are just plain pissed at what he's done to the state during his 7 years. The sad fact is, Colorado has never seen a more business-wrecking governor in her history. A postmortem on the Polis years will reveal the eruption of Colorado's regulatory leviathan. Unworkable energy mandates, spiraling minimum wage laws, skyrocketing insurance premiums, taxes and fees, an avalanche of new unelected committees, commissions, and boards, all with one goal: impede business. No one from the private sector would say Colorado is better off than it was 7 years ago. Civil libertarians were betrayed over anti-gun laws, which leapfrogs that of California and Massachusetts. Speech codes, like the new crime of misgendering, and the first in the nation regulatory noose around artificial intelligent development. So much for our computer code is free speech, high-tech governor. And now this governor is reviled by many of his own party for, on rare occasion, siding with sanity. There is chatter of big labor backing yet another bill this session to repeal Colorado's Labor Peace Act, destroying a near century of business labor detente. Polis wisely vetoed it last year. Side note, we must pressure Michael Bennett and Phil Weiser for a clear yes or no on whether they will sign it. It will land on one of their desks in 2027. The all-powerful teachers' unions are angry Polis has agreed to include Colorado in the federal Education Choice for Children Act, created by Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, allowing taxpayers a tax credit for donating to private scholarship organizations. Polis, like every governor ever, holds aspirations of becoming U.S. Senator or President. A successful run for the White House seems very unlikely at this point. There is no way he could make it through a Democratic primary. First, he is not a rabid socialist, spitting at anyone who has a dollar more than he does. Polis has stated his support of a low, flat income tax, and even no income tax at all. That's commendable, but absolutely detested in a party now defined by Bernie, AOC, and Zohran Mamdani. Good God Almighty, the Democratic Socialists are ripping him apart for his simple media post. Quote, "Today is a moment to celebrate the ouster of a brutal socialist dictator of Venezuela who has cruelly impoverished this once prosperous country that sits on greater oil wealth than Saudi Arabia." Then there's a challenge of how God made him. No, it doesn't matter he's gay. In fact, that's a box to check when running as a Democrat. The problem is he was born Jewish. The Israel-hating, from the river to the sea style of anti-Semitism now rampant in the Democratic ranks would never allow a Jew to be their presidential nominee. Polis for VP? Again, no. Colorado's ultra-blue electoral votes will go to whomever the Dems nominate. The VP slot will go to someone who brings the ticket a swing constituency. Colorado is a sure thing. So basically, Jared Polis is now Colorado's Rodney Dangerfield. The question is, will he lean into it? There could be a great deal of power when you know, no matter what you do, they're going to dislike you. That power is multiplied being term limited, free from fretting about re-election. Maybe he's had enough of being pushed around from his left. Polis is not really anti-gun personally, but his signature unleashed the most restrictive gun laws in the nation. He's not anti-tech, but he unleashed the most dangerous anti-AI law in the nation. Even the Europeans couldn't dream up something this anti-innovation. He wants a lower flat income tax rate, yet he signed the bill to make tax cuts unwinnable at the ballot box by forcing the ballot language to say a yes vote will destroy education and health care and starve little old ladies. If there was ever a time for our governor to stand up to the crazed progressives who bullied him for his entire tenure, now is it. Jared, show us the real you. We might like it.